This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this show on Free Speech TV nationwide and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates. 4,000 progressive activists gathered last weekend in Chicago, Illinois, for the People's Summit, an impressive annual conference organized by the National Nurses United. In only its second year, the conference has grown dramatically, underscoring the resurgence from the left, in large part as a response to last year's candidacy of Senator Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump's win. At this year's People's Summit, Senator Sanders' spouse, Dr. Jane O'Meara Sanders, was meeting and greeting activists to showcase the launch of her newly formed organization, the Sanders Institute. I had the chance to speak with Ms. Sanders about it. Dr. Jane O'Meara Sanders is not only the founder of the Sanders Institute, she's also one of its fellows.
I am at the People Summit in Chicago right now with Jane Sanders, who has just launched the Sanders Institute. Welcome, Jane Sanders.
Thank you for having me.
So the Sanders Institute, just three days ago was the official launch.
Yes.
What is your one-minute spiel on what this organization is about and what you're hoping to do with it? Because there are a lot of progressive organizations working to build change. How is it different from existing groups?
Well, the mission of the Sanders Institute is to revitalize our democracy, to engage people, organizations, and the media in looking at progressive solutions for environmental, economic, racial, and social justice issues. So we will be collaborating with a lot of organizations. We're not trying to compete. We're trying to collaborate and resonate their voices, amplify the people that are speaking with new ideas, on bold ideas to deal with age-old issues. Our hope is that we will be able to show that conventional wisdom is often wrong and conventional politics has to be challenged. So we're excited about it, and it's wonderful to be here. And we'll, as you know, we have a very active website, and we have 4 seminars that we're doing here, and we're ready to go. Raring to go.
Now, there are so many people here with Bernie's name or face on their body. And I'm wondering if you hope that the Sanders Institute might be able to channel some of that energy from, you know, people who were disappointed that Bernie's candidacy didn't lead to something tangible in our political system today.
I wouldn't say that that's accurate. I would say that Bernie's candidacy showed people that things can be done differently, that we can run for office without raising money from corporations, that many people banding together can really make a difference. Now, change doesn't happen overnight, but we are hoping and expecting that the people here and the people across the country will recognize that we need to continue the fight. This is not a loss. I mean, you have to look at it. This is the country has changed. The progressive movement is much stronger than it ever was, than it has been for decades. So we're going to, as you say, channel that energy into not just electoral politics, but action everywhere. We see spontaneous groups forming. We see groups forming spontaneously all over the country to deal with the issues that are of most import in their communities. And yes, that will become national again in the 2020. But right now, we want to see people run for school board, for mayor, for legislature, and for Congress. In 2018, hopefully everybody will participate in the election. That's one of our main problems in our country, the abysmal voter turnout.
And of course, to his credit, Bernie has lent his support to those progressive candidates who he has felt, needed it, and has used his progressive star power these days to do the right thing. And I'm wondering if you think there's a little bit of a danger of people fixating on him as a leader. And I know he has tried to discourage people from doing that, but it's hard not to because there had not been a politician like him on the national stage for a very long time. And people, I think, still want to see that continue, right?
Well, I think that he has been very clear. It's not about him. It's about the vision for America, what we envision for our country. And I think what he has shown people is it's not about celebrity. It's about the issues facing their lives. And so he has not, as most people always have, after he lost the primary, he was still out there. He's still out there now. And he's talking, and he's working for change, and he's working with people across this country and actually across the globe. We were just in Germany and England and Ireland. So I think that I'm not worried about that. He won't allow that to happen. Whether he is the right person or not, for 2020, he will decide, and the people will decide. But the important thing is that we continue to focus on the issues and continue the work. That's his message.
Do you feel that the lessons that were learned from Bernie's candidacy can be applied to candidacies of particularly young people looking to run for office, and via the Sanders Institute? Are you hoping to sort of try to multiply that success on the local level? Because I'm sure you know the whole campaign learned by doing, and yes, then, you know, we don't want that to go to waste.
Yes, I'm an experiential learner myself. So, and I think a lot of people participated fully in this campaign, and I think it made a big difference in their lives. People are involved in their communities more than they had been. They're also empowered and recognizing that, no, you don't have to have the blessing of the party or the establishment. Bernie certainly didn't. You have to have a belief in yourself and a belief in the people that you want to represent, and you need to be articulate and committed to the issues that affect their lives. And I think we're seeing that all over the country. We're having quite a number of gains. Now, the Sanders Institute is not involved in electoral politics. What we're doing is educating people, giving, we hope to be a trusted resource for real facts, not spin, about the issues that people are concerned about. And we're doing that in collaboration with so many other people.
So finally, one of the things that Bernie was so good at doing was, of course, being able to speak to issues that resonated with all Americans. Because of his many years of experience doing that, he had a long track record of doing that. And today, it's so easy for Republicans to simply dismiss concerns about economic justice or what corporations do as fake news. Is that one of the things that the Sanders Institute also hopes to be able to do, is to speak to the issues in effective ways, frame them so that they do resonate with the majority of Americans?
You're absolutely correct. We need to frame the discussion in a way that puts the people at the center of the discussion and the outcomes of particular policy decisions. So the Sanders Institute hopes very much to be a place where people can engage in civil discourse, not the politics of personal destruction, that they can find the information they need to move forward in terms of fighting for their rights or the rights of other people, or just trying to change, just a simple thing like trying to change the world.
Do you mind if I ask you finally one last personal question?
Okay.
So Bernie came so close, 46% of the delegates, right, last year? In that moment, as you were leading towards racking up more and more delegates, Bernie was leading towards that. Obviously, the idea of him being president became palpable. Did you ever envision yourself as a first lady? And if you had been in that role, how would you have been different from the kind of, how would you have broken the mold of what is expected from first ladies? Because sadly, it's sort of a sexist institution, right?
It doesn't have to be, but I honestly didn't do that. I kept my focus on the people, and I did envision Bernie as a president, I must admit. But I think that one of the things we learned during the campaign was that mainstream media does not cover people who have less than mainstream ideas. And I hope that will change, and the pressure will come from the people to make sure that that changes.
They didn't take him seriously enough, early enough.
They did not cover him at all in 2015. I mean, I think 10 seconds. So that made it difficult, but we found and we learned that the more people got to know Bernie, a man of integrity and intelligence and commitment, they got to like him. So his votes constantly went up as soon as they got to know him. But in the South, they were early and they didn't get to know him because nobody was covering him. In 2016, it helped. But we want that to change for everybody. It's not about, as I said, it's not about Bernie. It's about our democracy. How can we revitalize our democracy, not just by people like you and me and all the 4,000 people that are here acting out, taking charge of different things. We have to demand of our institutions that they play a more even-keeled approach, that when they inform an electorate, because the fourth estate is essential in a democracy, and I think they did not do so well this time.
I would have to agree with you on that. Jane Sanders, thank you so much.
Nice to meet you. Thank you.
I've been speaking with Dr. Jane O'Meara Sanders, the founder of the Sanders Institute and also one of its fellows. We were at the People's Summit in Chicago, Illinois this past weekend, and you'll be watching more coverage from that conference for the rest of the week. You can find out more at sandersinstitute.com. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.